Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Hey, welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. And today, I want to talk about your confession, not your confession of crime. I don't really want to know what you did last year, last month, last week. I don't know, not that kind of confession, your daily confession, what you've been speaking over your life. And we know that in January, many churches all over the world, Africa, Asia, America, Europe, many churches are fasting. We do our 21-day fast. But I ask people, I mean, what about the rest of the year? I mean, fasting and prayer should be a lifestyle. I'm not talking like the Pharisees where they say, oh, we fast twice a week. And no, but you've got to learn to buffet your body. You've got to learn to bring your body under subjection, not just in January, but continually. You've got to be walking in the spirit. You not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because yes, it's easy to do it when the church is doing it. But when God tells you to fast, I mean, it's one thing for the church to fast, which is good. Corporate fasts are needed, especially when there's a need, when there's things going on, when you see breakthrough. But when the Lord tells you to fast, will you fast? When he tells you sometime in March, I need you to take 14 days out and just no food, just water. Just what? Just juice or just fruits? Are you going to obey him? Because what I found in my walk of the Lord is that when the Lord tells you to fast, there's something you're about to experience, something he wants you to know, and then something he wants to give to you, wants to reveal to you. So you've got to be sensitive to him throughout the year, not just in January, but throughout the year. And going on to what I'm talking about, I was talking about your confession. Because many a time, yes, we fast and we fast in January and we celebrate after we fast and we believe God for breakthrough, believe God for victory. In fact, we have the victory. The Bible says he's the God that always causes us to triumph. Amen. Always. Amen. And but thanks be to God who give us the victory through Christ Jesus. So we're already victorious. The enemy's under our feet. But when I say that we've got to master our confessions, I'm saying after we fast and we go back to our daily lives, and what are we saying after the fast? We've got to be continuous and repetitious in what we do and what we say, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. I wrote a book called The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. I've got a few books out there, but that's my baby because that's the one that God really impressed upon my heart to write. It took me 7 years to write. God gave me so much revelation about the power of words. You can have whatever you say. You've got to be careful that your words are affecting other people's lives and what your word does for your life and your children, your family. I've seen over the years, in my many years of being on this planet, the effects of people's words upon their own lives, and not just their own lives, but their destiny, their marriage, their family. Because I let people know that we are created in the image of God. And if you look at Genesis chapter 1, God did not do anything in this world until he spoke it. And go and look for yourself. God did not do anything until he spoke it. He said, let there be light. Let the trees and the firmaments, let the firmaments come. Let us make man in our own image. The Bible says, I believe in the minor prophets, it said the Lord will do nothing except he reveals his secret to the servants, the prophets. So he's going to tell people what he's going to do before he even does it. So if we're created in the image of God, likewise, Look at your own life. You are where you are because of the words you've been saying. I'm going to go for this job. I'm going to go to university. I'm going to go to college. I'm going to get married. You always speak before you do it, before you act. There's some very violent people to say, well, I'm going to do this to this person. Or I'm going, but we always speak before we act. So you've got to be careful that you are speaking positive and you are speaking right, because you're going to act out what you've been speaking and you're going to live out what you've been saying. Let me say that again. You're going to act out what you've been speaking and you're going to live out what you've been saying. Yeah, you need to write that down, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's important that our heart is right. How is the heart right? By putting good things in it. And then the eyes is the window to the soul. So we've got to be careful what we're putting in our eye gate, what we're putting in our ear gate. And then what we're putting in, because what's going on in our ear gate, what's coming through our eye gate, and is going to the heart and will eventually come out of the mouth. So we've got to be careful what we are saying about ourselves, about our destiny, about our future. Now, we're going to fast. I know many of us are fasting and praying. And maybe pray midnight, midday, 6 a.m. to 5 a.m., the midnight watch, whatever watches that God is calling you to pray. I pray that you continue it, because to break into a new habit, it just takes 21 days. So I pray, if you weren't praying as you were before, that you're continually praying and you're continually seeking the face of the Lord, continue listening to him. Amen. But also with that lifestyle, that you are continually speaking his word. And now I tell people, I have daily confessions. I have another book called The Power of Words, Daily Confessions. What you're speaking daily. I've been doing this since 2007, just speaking over my life, speaking over my health, speaking over my marriage, speaking over my finances, speaking over my ministry, speaking over my life, speaking, because we have a tendency to speak negative. That's why Proverbs 18 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Why does he say death first? Because he knows that human beings, because we're creating and obviously we're born in sin, and we're sin creatures until we get born again and saved by grace, that we have a tendency to always speak negative. So he says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat its fruit. So there's fruit in your mouth. There's fruit in what you say. So you've got to be careful of what's coming out of your mouth. Amen. Because you'll eat of the fruit of what you're producing from your life. So I encourage people to have daily confessions, amen. And I've got some daily confessions here. Mark 11, as we know, and Jesus passed by the fig tree. And the Bible says that he came and he found no figs, he found no fruit. And he answered and said unto it, and he answered. So this fig tree was speaking to it, amen. Your situation is speaking to you, so you've got to learn to speak back to it. When the bank account looks funny, you've got to learn to speak back to your bank account and say, you will be full. Be full in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Speak to your body. You are healthy. When everybody else is getting the flu, when everybody else is getting the cold, when everybody else is getting sick, I'm healthy and wealthy. Yet you've got to speak it. I am healthy and wealthy. Go through the word of God. Amen. Write out God's promises. Type out God's promises. Print them out. Put them in your Bible. And as you wake up in the morning, amen, learn to speak the word, amen. Speak the word. Set yourself up for the day and continually, because what you do, you'll find yourself, as you continue to do this after days, after weeks, after months, that sooner or later it comes naturally, amen. You won't even need the paper because you've rehearsed it, because it's in your spirit, because you've been speaking it. So you're continually speaking it, amen. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of there hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Amen. Another key, let people hear your confession. And some people may say, oh, he's always saying that and nothing's changed. Let them think nothing's changing, because something is happening in the realm of the spirit when you are speaking. Amen. Let them hear it. He said his disciples heard it. As many people will say, or oh, something happens or some sort of disaster or something takes place. And they say, oh, the Lord told me that. The Lord told me that would happen. Well, you didn't actually say anything and we didn't hear you. Does that make sense? So let them hear you. Don't be afraid. Amen. Listen, what you are speaking may take months. It may take years. Amen. But the Bible says, when they passed by, skip down to verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. or the margin says, have the God kind of faith. What's the God kind of faith? When God speaks, he doesn't doubt what he said. When God speaks, listen, we know heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away. Amen. When God told Moses, listen, I'm going to harden his heart, but surely he will let you go by a mighty and strong hand. And when he went then and Pharaoh said, no, I don't know who you are. I don't know this God. Listen, sooner or later, Pharaoh had to let the people's God go. So listen to me. It doesn't matter. You have to have the God kind of faith to believe what you are speaking. And Jesus goes on to say, for verily or truly, I say unto you, that whosoever, so it's open to everybody and anyone. I mean, I'm finding people that do not believe in God and they call it manifestation and they take biblical things and they turn it onto themselves and they're getting results. But we call it the word of God. This is Jesus speaking, not some guru, not some just any old special teacher. This is the Son of God speaking. And listen to what he's saying to us. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So listen, the only downfall here is doubt. He says, just believe what the things that you say are going to come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And I can prove this. Many times people say things negatively against themselves and they say, oh, you know what? I'll never get married. And there's some women that actually say that. Some men that actually say that. And they say it with so much belief and conviction that, you know what? They end up never getting married. There's some people say, oh, I'll never pass this test. You know, I'm just no good. I'm no good with tests. I'm just no good with exams. And before you know it, no matter what they do, no matter how they try, they are just no good as exams. Why? Because they've set that limit on themselves. I tell people, I cannot take you any higher than your confession. This is your confession. You cannot go any higher than your confession because you've limited yourself and you've limited God. You've limited God. So don't limit yourself. There's a preacher and a teacher says, don't limit God, because with God, nothing shall be impossible. But listen to the key there, with God. Amen. God is looking for partnership. And all he's simply saying is, I'm looking for people and they're going to believe like I believe. Are you willing to believe like he believes this year? This is the year that you got to believe God, no matter what it looks like. If you didn't get it last year, believe God. Listen to me. With God, nothing shall be impossible. So he's saying, speak. You can speak to mountains. Speak to that mountain of sickness. Speak to that mountain of disease. Speak to that mountain of financial debt. Speak to that mountain of loneliness, whatever it is. Speak to that mountain of lack, whatever it is. Speak to that mountain of cancer, whatever it is. You speak and have faith and doubt not. You shall have whatever you say. So in 2007, this blew up in my spirit. And then every time I went to the word of God, I just saw how what people said, when they said it, what happened when they said it, and the effects of what they said. And the power of words just blew up. It just blew up. And that's where I got the book from and the ideas. And so many things have come from that, even this broadcast, the power of words, the winner's mentality, because I'm so passionate about what people are saying about themselves and what you are saying about other people and what you're saying about yourself. So I want you to really go through your word. I'm going to help you out, but this is just some confessions I can give to you. But if you know what you want to see in your life, you go through the word of God. Amen. You write down confessions, type them out, and then put them on your wall. Put them visually where you can see them. The Bible says, amen, let them be as frontlets between your eyes in the book of Deuteronomy. Amen. Let them be frontlets between your eyes. Teach them to your children as you rise up, as you walk by the way, as you sit down to eat. Amen. Speak the word. Speak the word. I believe the enemy's trying to muzzle so many Christians, so many prophets, but we've got to learn to open up our mouth and speak the word of God with boldness. Amen. With boldness and conviction. So here's some here. Everything I did not do last year, I will complete this year in the name of Jesus. Everything I did not do last year, I will complete this year in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that I break through into new territories this year in business and in finances. I decree and I declare that I break through into new territories this year in business and finance. I will complete every God-given assignment for my life. I declare I will complete every God-given assignment for my life. I am walking in God's ordained plan for my life. I'm walking in God's ordained plan for my life. I will never be distracted. I will never be distracted. I'm totally focused on what God has called me to do. I'm totally focused on what God has called me to do. I do not look to the left and I do not look to the right, but I look directly straight on. I do not look to the left and I do not look to the right, but I look directly straight on. I possess the wisdom of God for every situation I face. I possess the wisdom of God for every situation I face. I have knowledge of all things as the anointing teaches me of all things. I have knowledge of all things as the anointing of God teaches me all things. I believe God is sending me divine helpers. I believe God is sending me divine helpers. God is sending the right people into my life and taking the wrong people out of my life. We need to confess that one. God is sending the right people into my life and taking the wrong people out of my life. I declare I'm always in the right place at the right time to meet the right people. I declare I'm always at the right place at the right time to meet the right people. Angels are being assigned to help me with what God has called me to do. Angels are being assigned to help me with what God has called me to do. I have everything I need pertaining to life and godliness. I have everything I need pertaining to life and godliness. This will be the greatest year of my life. This will be the greatest year of my life. I decree and I declare that I will finish strong in Jesus' name. I decree and I declare that I will finish strong in Jesus' name. You will finish strong. Amen. You won't finish weak. You will finish strong in Jesus' name. You will complete the will of the Father for your life. Speak life. The great Moses, amen, done so many miracles, signs and wonders, amen, brought the people out with miracles, of signs and wonders, terrors, amen, flooded when went through the Red Sea, when Pharaoh tried to follow them, flooded, brought them through the wilderness, God provided for them. But the Bible says in the beginning of Joshua chapter 1, God told Moses, they didn't find his body, God took him. He says to Joshua, Moses, my servant is dead. Now you take the people over to the promised land. Now he's got some big shoes to fill. I'm going to need these miracles. I'm going to need these signs. I'm going to need the God of Moses. Amen. He said, you got the God of Moses, but this is how you're going to do it. Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it when, day and night, that you may observe to do. And then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So if Joshua had to meditate on the book of the law, how much more should we meditate on the book of grace and the person of Jesus Christ? Oh, I love this. If Joshua won every battle except for Ai because there was sin in the camp, but when he got the sin out, so get the sin out of your life. If you're going to win in life, get the sin out of your life, okay? First and foremost, if you're going to win in life, get the sin out of your life, first and foremost. Amen. But when he got the sin out of his life, when he got Achan and his disobedience out of his life, when he got the sin, the disobedience out of his life, he went again. He never lost a battle. So if he never lost a battle meditating on the law, how much more that we will never lose a battle when we meditate on God's grace, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh my God, I love this. How much more are we going to win in life when we meditate on the grace of God? You are forgiven. You are loved. There is now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, that walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. How much more? Meditate on the Word of God. Meditate on the goodness of God. Live a thankful life. Amen. Amen. Walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. How do you do that? Ephesians chapter 5. Amen. Singing and making psalms, making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Amen. Giving thanks always and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Being thankful. Amen. So meditate on the goodness of God. Meditate on his word. Speak his word. Amen. Whatever things are honest and true and lovely and pure, if there's any virtue, any praise, think on these things. Confess God's word. You are born to win. This has been me, Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. Be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality, with me, your host, Kevin Treasure. I can never end my broadcast without letting people know about the love of God in Christ Jesus and giving you invitation to give your heart to the Lord. The Bible is true. His infallible word is from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus Christ came. He was born of a virgin. He done miracles, signs and wonders. He died for our sins. No one took his life, but he gave it up freely for me and for you. He took what we deserved. Amen. But more importantly, he rose again triumphantly. Amen. And the Bible says, if anyone calls upon the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. But you've got to repent. Repentance simply means a change of direction, a change from going your way and putting your trust in his way. So it's simple to be saved. You simply say, listen, Father, I repent. Forgive me of every sin. Wash away my sins. Come into my heart. I make Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and teach me to do your will. Write my name, yes, in the Lamb's Book of Life, and teach me to do your will. If you said that prayer, welcome into the family of God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Write me, email me, text me, get in contact with me. Let me know about this wonderful life you have in Christ. We do support, we do appreciate your support. If you can support the ministry in any way, financial, so I can get the gospel out, because my heartbeat is souls. My heartbeat is souls for the kingdom of God. Yes, I write books, I preach the gospel, I preach it out in the streets, preach out in churches, but my heartbeat, God's heartbeat is souls. So if you're willing to partner with me, please give. Look at the details in the section. But please give. If you cannot give, at least pray. Amen. Prayer is free. So at least make a promise to pray for me. Pray that God will open doors of utterance, that I may boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in demonstration of miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you for tuning in. Be blessed until we meet the next time. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.